And we've got a few minutes left in the broadcast today, and I'd like to welcome Catherine Murphy. She's writer and director of the film Maestra, which is screening tonight at El Museo Cultural at 6:15. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So this is a film about the 1961 campaign in the nation of Cuba to let the whole population essentially achieve literacy. How did you come to find out this story and make the film?
Well, I grew up really close to my grandmother who grew up in Cuba, and I was studying in Cuba, my family history and other things in the 90s, when I met a number of really incredible men and women, but especially women who had been teachers on this national campaign for literacy in 1961. And they spoke about it in such incredibly deep, inspiring, personal terms that it really pulled me into the story. And so I really started to document it as this just series of individual stories, this meaningful event in the life of a group of individuals that I met in Cuba. But as I went into the story, I just was struck with the sheer numbers because, you know, there were 100,000 young people were a key part of the volunteer teaching force, and they taught seven times that many people, illiterate adults, how to read and write. And it's really just an incredible, almost unbelievable story that I think has a lot of lessons for today.
What do you mean by that? Why does it have a lot of lessons for today?
Well, literacy, illiteracy, is still a huge unsolved global problem. UNESCO estimates 800 million illiterate adults around the world, two-thirds of whom are women. And maybe we tend to think of it as like a developing world or a quote-unquote third world issue, but it's also something that we live with very much in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, New Mexico has a terrible illiteracy rate.
Yes. There was a recent U.S. Department of Ed study that showed one in five adults in the United States isn't reading or writing at adequate levels to be able to do basic things like fill out a job application or a voting ballot. So, you know, it's an issue of democracy. It's a huge national issue, and it's something that we need to look at. It's far too often invisible. And we live with it around us all the time, but most people don't see it. So I really want this film to help people in the U.S. also start to see, to learn about literacy as an issue, to see that it's all around us, and to also think about what we can do to change that.
And also to have a taste of Cuba, especially in a time where our relation to Cuba is changing. It's such a wonderful and interesting and unique country.
Yes. Yes, it was exciting to see President Obama and President Castro shake hands and sit down and meet each other for a moment at the recent Summit of the Americas. It was the first time the presidents of Cuba and the U.S. have spoken in over 50 years. There's been no direct presidential contact for 50 years. And to just the fact that they're saying that we acknowledge we have profound differences, but we're going to start to try to dialogue and talk to each other and build a relationship around that, and to learn to live with our differences and have a peaceful relationship of neighbors based on mutual respect, that's like a whole new day is dawning. And yeah. It's really a wonderful time to be showing this film about Cuba and kind of talking about those issues as well.
Catherine Murphy is writer and director of the film Maestra. It's a 33-minute film. It will be shown tonight at El Museo Cultural right here in Santa Fe in the Rail Yard area, 6:15, and it's by donation. For more information, you can call 982-9520, and Catherine Murphy will be there tonight speaking to all of us New Mexicans who go to see the film. Catherine, thank you so much for being with us on Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me. We hope to see folks at the Museo Cultural.